From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Atlanta's airport will be used to screen travelers for a new virus that originated in China. The Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control plans to funnel flights from Wuhan, China, to five airports, including Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Travelers on those flights will be screened for the virus that has sickened 300 people in East Asia and killed six. The CDC confirmed the first case of the virus in the U.S. this week. Governor Brian Kemp is in Germany to celebrate the state's expanded economic development office in Munich. According to the AJC, the governor, who is traveling with his wife and a small contingency, is expected to visit the headquarters of two German automakers with headquarters in Metro Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz and Porsche. Germany is the fourth largest purchaser of Georgia products, and the state imported nearly $10 billion worth of German products in 2018, making it the state's second largest trading partner. As budget talks continue at the Capitol today, Georgia's state economist says this week's discussions must be grounded in math. GPB political reporter Stephen Fowler reports.
The governor's budget proposal for next fiscal year grows to $28.1 billion, and that's with many agencies slashing budgets. State economist Jeffrey Dorfman reminded lawmakers that any new spending has to be covered by more revenue coming in.
So in order to have the budget match revenue growth, if some things grow faster than the average, other things need to grow slower or be cut. That's just how math works.
Revenues are slowing down, and a big chunk of new spending goes to formula-based programs like K-12 education and health care. So that means other departments have to cut back. Legislators are hearing from agency heads about the budget plan over several days before going back into the 40-day session next week. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.